From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Topping the news, Lee Kuan Yew, the founder of modern Singapore, an architect of the rise of the country's global economic prominence, has died. He was 91. Mr. Lee was hospitalized in Singapore General Hospital in early February with severe pneumonia, later placed on life support. Office of Singapore's Prime Minister said Mr. Lee, who ruled the island nation from 1959 to 1990, passed away peacefully early today. Mourners took to the streets the minute the news broke. This man talked about Lee Kuan Yew's legacy.
He doesn't bow down to threats and fear and things like that. He went ahead with what he decided on. So, and of course, giving us what we have today as well. Like I was telling somebody, right, I wouldn't be cycling here today without him and his policies. So, yeah, that's the thing.
The government has declared a state of mourning for Singapore until Mr. Lee's funeral next Sunday. United Nations Special Envoy for Yemen, Jamal Ben Ammar, warned an emergency Sunday meeting of the UN Security Council that events were pushing Yemen to the edge of civil war. He stressed repeatedly in a video briefing from Qatar that peaceful dialogue was the only option.
What alternative do we have? It would be an illusion to think that the Houthis could mount an offensive and succeed in taking control of the entire country.
Yemen's crisis has deepened since the Houthis seized the capital Sana'a in September and put President Abu Rabu Mansur Hadi under house arrest and eventually dissolve the country's parliament. This is VOA News. Despite fierce fighting around Libya's capital, Tripoli, United Nations-led peace talks in Morocco will be extended for 2 days. Two rival governments and armed factions are battling for control. Afghan authorities say the initial probe into the killing of a woman by a mob for allegedly desecrating the Muslim holy book suggests the victim was wrongly accused. Ayaz Gul reports.
Afghan officials and relatives have identified the victim as 27-year-old Farhanda. She was buried in a Kabul graveyard Sunday at a funeral attended by hundreds of people who chanted, "We want justice." Women's rights activists carried Farhanda's coffin to her grave, an unusual move conservative Afghanistan has not witnessed before. The victim was beaten to death by a mob of men in the Afghan capital this past Thursday. Farhanda's body was then set on fire before it was thrown into the Kabul River. Mobile phone footage circulating on social media shows that police did nothing to prevent the fatal attack. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
Also the news, Korean activists have postponed for a few days planned launch of balloons into North Korea carrying DVDs of the movie The Interview. Pyongyang recently threatened to shoot down the balloons and advised South Koreans living near the border to evacuate for their own safety. Last year, the U.S. accused North Korea of a cyber attack on a U.S. movie studio to prevent the release of the movie, The Interview, and in response, imposed new sanctions on Kim Jong-un's government. The film depicts a fictional CIA plot to kill Mr. Kim. Pyongyang denied any involvement in the attack, the cyber attack, and called the movie an act of war. NATO's military commander is again calling on the West to consider sending defensive weapons to Ukraine to help it offset Russia's continued support for the pro-Russian rebellion in the Ukraine's east. U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove told a Brussels conference Sunday that NATO intelligence shows what he called disturbing new evidence of military hardware and other supplies flowing across a completely porous Russian-Ukraine border in violation of a ceasefire deal Moscow helped broker in February. France's conservative UMP party, led by former President Nicolas Sarkozy, placed first in Sunday's local elections. President François Hollande's Socialist Party did not expect to win, but had encouraged French citizens to come out to vote against Marine Le Pen's far-right National Front, also known as the FN Party. Initial projections gave UMP 31% of the vote, with FN receiving 24%. The ruling socialist trailed with 19%.
That's the latest world news from VOA.